President Obama visits Senegal this week at the start of a three-nation tour of Africa. Despite being seen as a hub of democracy and political stability in West Africa, Senegal is one of the world's poorest nations, with one in three of the population living below the poverty line. So what are the expectations of the Senegalese people concerning the visit of the US leader? And what are the most pressing humanitarian needs facing Senegal right now? I'm Susie Hodges, and to find out more, I spoke to Nicole Poirier, country representative in Senegal for Catholic Relief Services.
I believe that with this visit, the people of Senegal are excited to have President Obama visit. They want President Obama to see the wonderful progress that has been made in the past years in Senegal in terms of health and education, but also to let him know that they are still vulnerable pockets of people and that there is still a need to invest in development assistance for Senegal.
Senegal is seen as a beacon of democracy and political stability in the area of Western Africa, yet at the same time, it is one of the poorest countries in the world. How serious are those poverty levels? Can you give us some examples that exemplify the plight of the poor in Senegal?
Yes, as you said, Senegal is a beacon and certainly a role model, especially in the region, given the surrounding countries. I would say that Senegal has over 70% of rural income is used for food, and so agriculture plays a major role, but that lets people be vulnerable to any shocks that may happen, locusts, floods, lack of rain, etc. So, as you mentioned, there have been huge positive gains also in maternal and child health, but only 40% of people still have access to health services. So there is still a need to invest and to build Senegal up so it remains that stable beacon in West Africa.
Do you have any inspirational human interest stories of families or individuals that CRS has come into contact with and helped? Because you're there at the front line of trying to reduce those poverty levels and lessen the plight of the poor.
Yes, in fact, we work hand in hand with Caritas, and in particular, we are working in the Diocese of Chess with Caritas Chess, and in a project that is trying to build the resiliency of households that were affected by the food crisis in 2011-2012. And in these households, we're serving 4,000 households, and through these efforts, we are training people on conservation agriculture methods, which we are hoping will help them face any further. If there's a lack of rain, they will know how to build half moons to collect rain so that their crops will grow, even if there are a few days without rain. We have trained families also on how to use gray water to do kitchen farms or household plantings. And in one village, the village chief was so excited because it was the first time they had ever planted banana trees in their village, and they look forward to being able to actually eat the bananas because in this one area of Senegal, it was difficult to have fresh fruit.
I read that about 6% of the population in Senegal are faced with serious hunger issues. Is this situation improving, and where is it mostly concentrated?
I would say that the hunger situation really varies, and there are definitely pockets where people are suffering more than in other areas. The far eastern borders of Senegal is an area of concern, often has high malnutrition rates and low food security rates. Currently, we are also working again with Caritas Chess in the Djourbel region, which is an area highly affected by the food crisis, and that also had pockets of families who were incredibly vulnerable and did not have enough to eat, so they were having to sell off their assets. So those are the areas that we target when we are working on food security.
So given this overall situation, what does the future look like for the people of Senegal?
I think that the future for Senegal is very bright if they keep on the same track that they have been on the past few years in terms of building resiliency, as long as there is continued investment in these areas, that the future is bright for Senegal, and as well as if they continue to get support in terms of remaining that stability, that we focus on ensuring that there is still continued dialogue amongst communities so the negative influences of the Mali conflicts, for instance, doesn't start to seep into Senegal.